all gods not equal? Is it not biased to say that only Krishna is supreme? The answer is that the supreme is always only one. Why? If he is multiple, then it means each and every one of them is dependent on others for something. Then that means the supreme is lacking in something, and this can't be possible. Why? It is obvious that the difference between God and the Jivas is that God is perfect, complete and infinite, whereas the Jiva is incomplete, imperfect and infinitely small. In order to God to be complete, he can't lack something. Accepting this principle through scriptures and logic, let us now try to understand why Krishna is supreme amongst all other gods. Everyone knows that the richest man of India is Mukesh Ambani, currently. That's absolute truth, irrespective of people's attachment or sentiments for their own father or some idol. So to equate someone on same level with Mukesh Ambani is certainly a sign of foolishness, unless someone acquires wealth equal to his. Likewise, we see many examples in the material world where someone secures number one position due to extraordinary display of talents or skills. So according to the scriptures, Krishna also does the same in the category of God. No one can match him in any area. He is eternally unsurpassable by anyone due to his activities and supreme independence. If you can find someone who can surpass even Krishna, then we are ready to accept that personality as a supreme. But till date, we haven't found any. In the Vishnu Puran, Parasar Muni defines God or Bhagwan as follows. One who is a possessor of all appearances in infinite capacity. Now only Krishna fulfills this criteria, since others lack something and are dependent on Krishna in order to attain that opulence to a greater quantity. After scrutinizingly evaluating and analyzing all the scriptures, the great sages have identified and concluded that only Krishna possesses unlimited opulences with four unique and extraordinary qualities compared to Vishnu. Out of the unlimited opulences that Krishna possesses, 64 are the main ones. Vishnu possesses 60 and Shiva possesses 55 and Brahma possesses only 50. Those who possess 50 are called Jeev Tattva, meaning they are living entities like us. A Jiva can never attain 55, 60 and 64 qualities. That means a Jiva can never become Shiva, Vishnu and Krishna. So essentially there are four tattvas depending on number of qualities, and that is Jeev Tattva, Shiv Tattva, Vishnu Tattva and Krishna Tattva. According to Brahma Samhita, Shiva in this material world is a special tattva which falls in neither the category of Vishnu, Krishna nor the Jiva. He is above Jeev Tattva but below Vishnu Tattva. Brahma Samhita also states that when milk is churned, it transforms into yogurt. We can get yogurt from milk, but not milk from yogurt. So when Vishnu takes the role of mode of ignorance, it transforms into Shiva. This Shiva does not possess all the qualities of Vishnu, so he lacks something compared to Vishnu. Whereas Vishnu, being a direct expansion of Krishna, unlike Shiva, possesses only four qualities less than Krishna. So according to Tattva, Krishna is most complete. Having explained this, we see that Brahma is a living entity like most of the other demigods, who are also Jeev Tattva. Apart from the Tattva principle, there is something extraordinary about Krishna. And this is when Krishna kills demons, the demons are surely awarded liberation. Whereas Vishnu can do that only on some rare occasions. Shiva can't bestow liberation at all. There are also other factors that clearly show how Krishna is a supreme. Like Krishna and Vishnu, they never support and help the demons, whereas Brahma and Shiva give bones to demons and they favor demons. Also, whoever Krishna protects is sure to be protected, whereas whoever Krishna wants to destroy can never be protected by anyone. This is repeatedly narrated in all the scriptures that whoever is benedicted by Brahma and Shiva but not favored by Krishna or Vishnu is ultimately destroyed or has to surrender to the Supreme. For example, Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, Banasur, Kamsa and many others. We can also identify who is superior by understanding the type of followers who worship them. Krishna and Vishnu are only worshipped by Vaishnavas or devotees, whereas many Asuras, Bhutas, Pretas, Danavas worship Brahma and Shiva. Vaishnavas are greatest benefactor of the entire human race due to their great qualities and surrender to the Lord, whereas Asuras always create disturbance and suffering to society. Another important consideration is that Vishnu takes the responsibility of maintenance of the universe and Brahma and Shiva takes responsibility of creation and destruction respectively. It is observed and experienced by everyone in this material world that creation and destruction is very easy compared to maintaining things over a long period of time. Like to maintain relationship, property, body, etc. It it's extremely difficult compared to creating and destroying that. So in that sense, two, Vishnu is supreme to Brahma and Shiva. Also, amongst the three modes of material nature, the mode of goodness is the best compared to passion and ignorance. And Vishnu is in charge of goodness, so that again reveals his supremacy. One can also understand the supremacy of a person by knowing the activities that they perform. It is a well-known fact that the pastimes of Krishna are super excellent compared to those of Vishnu and Shiva. In his leelas, he displays supramundane qualities and magnanimity that no other demigod or even Vishnu possesses and display. Even if Krishna displays an ordinary pastime like passing urine, he does it in such a way that great saints and sages all glorify this pastime for years to come. They even write poems to glorify it. One can also judge the position of the Supreme by knowing what result one attains. If someone worships Krishna, one goes to his abode, which is above all Vaikunthas, and establishes higher levels of intimacy and love compared to Vishnu, where one treats him like a master. Relationship with Vishnu is formal and mixed with awe and reverence, whereas with Krishna is like a family member. Krishna in office becomes Vishnu, but in the house he is Krishna. With Shiva, no relationship like that exists. Actually, do you know something? Before becoming aware of all these principles, even I felt that all gods are equal. But because I wasn't biased for any god, I used my intelligence to discover the truth, and after some time I realized that Krishna is indeed the Supreme. People don't accept this because they are attached to the demigods from the beginning and are afraid that what would be the consequence if they stop worshipping them and accept Krishna as Supreme. However, my friends, please note that even these demigods accept and worship Krishna as the Supreme. This is the conclusion of the scriptures, great sages and all great acharyas. So know for sure, whichever demigod you worship will be most pleased if you accept Krishna as the Supreme, and they will bestow all blessings. What could be more pleasing for a servant to see that people worship their master rather than themselves, right? Okay, thank you.